Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Cheers.
Cheers, mate.
No, it's us. So we are just having a post-London press conference beer.
Not just any press conference.
No, you're right.
Press conference. Come on, this is...
End of the tour.
Yeah.
For them, and what a way to end it. London, 15,000 people.
Oh.
I've been to so many festivals, I've been to so many gigs over my years doing my job. I've never heard a reception for anyone like that.
Or the energy, mate. Like we talked about what it might be like as we were going in there. We didn't know. Because let's be honest, if we break down the three before it, LA was weird because Connor didn't know what to expect. Toronto was spectacular.
It kind of peaked then.
Yeah, felt like
it did. I still think in terms of the performances, that's where it peaked. And then Brooklyn was horrible.
It was horrible. It was not for both of them. And that's not... McGregor's clothes for a start. But also just what was said. But this one...
it was a slicker show. A slicker show. They'd obviously reformatted it, which is what they needed to do after how bad Brooklyn was, in terms of it almost spilling over into violence. And so they were deliberately separated behind tables.
Yeah.
But being in a boxing ring, I thought was brilliant.
That was also...
Masterstroke London.
Let's also be honest. We had the best three episodes in, the best seats in the house. We were banging...
Ultimate couch fans are going places. We were ringside.
But watching McGregor step in the ring and just move about, that gave me tingles.
I got goosebumps seeing him shadowboxing because he was shadowboxing for real. Yeah. I kept thinking, I'll be careful, mate. You don't want to pull a muscle or anything like that.
and the energy as well, hearing the Irish fans in there because they all turned out in numbers. I got here a little bit early and I just went literally just to charge my my laptop, my phone, all that sort
of
stuff.
Nice bit of detail on the story. It's good to know. What else happened?
Good to know.
Did you have a piss or anything?
No, I did actually. The wind was blowing southeast. I mean,
the
sun
was getting the director's cut of this story.
this is Dances with Wolves. This is the
bloody hell.
The 10-hour version.
Yeah.
But just feeling the buzz. This was an hour before.
Even while your stuff was charging, yeah?
Yeah, while my stuff was charging. Yeah. I should probably get some of it checked out. Yeah. But then getting in there, and when we walked through and we got given media accreditation, let's talk about the lanyards we now will own for the rest of our lives.
It was a bit of history. We were lucky to be there, like all the fans that were there. Yeah. And when Brian and I were wandering around just queuing for beers, all you heard was enthusiastic fans like us.
Yeah.
My favourite one, we both looked at each other like, have you clocked this? There were that group of lads, and they were going, another thing about McGregor is he doesn't have any bodyguards. he's so hard, he doesn't need them.
He just
wanders around on his own.
Yeah.
Because that's right, you see him in TK Maxx, it's probably where he got that mink coat from.
Yeah, well, it was a rug initially, but he basically, his wife, Dee Devlin, does more than that. She shaped it into a mink coat for him.
Beautiful looking number. Beautiful. I'd love something of that as a just a dressing gown, just to rock around. So in terms of what we saw then, we were lucky enough to be in a small little room with amongst 30-odd reporters.
But let's also talk about the reporters as well, because people there doing, as Mayweather would say, hard work. They were there literally focused. This was their moment, and we wandered in with
couple of chances. The only people moaning about there being no bar, right? Well, everyone else had laptops out. They're worried about deadlines.
Well, we got lanyards that said,
"Where's the beer?"
We got sent to the Heineken bar, so we looked at each other straight away. Thought, oh, this is going to be perfect. We're there at what, 5:30? Press conference kicks off at 7:30. Didn't kick off till actually about 8:30, 8:45.
Yeah.
Something like that. But we thought Heineken bar was sitting there, but no, they'd shut the bar. They had it all set out. People were there for what would be their biggest journalistic moment.
It really was a small room, and Floyd, when we went back in there, Floyd was there, But then you realise, to make the money he's had as a promoter in boxing, you've got to outsmart some of the biggest sharks in the world.
Yeah.
Boxing is a really, really brutal decision where people like Don King rip all the fighters off.
Yeah. So about Bob Arum.
Fair play to Mayweather. Yeah. And everything that Mayweather's done, look who he's influenced. Connor.
Yeah.
Connor and him are so similar in some ways.
No, I totally agree. And now Mayweather's got what he like made what he had through getting in that promotion. It's going to be very interesting. And a few questions were thrown at Dana about how they're going to look after Connor after this. And that is a big question as well, because this is big money coming back to the UFC. I don't know how many fights he's got left.
Well,
in his contract.
Connor, through doing this, has become front page material.
Yeah, yeah.
All this, the one thing that's done this week is it's put the UFC and MMA on the front page.
Yeah.
Where it used to be not even on the back page. No. It's gone straight. People now are talking about, what is MMA? What is this, Connor? Is any good in your sport? And so it will make Dana's sport even bigger. It'll put more eyeballs on it. It's nothing but good for MMA and the UFC.
It was interesting to see that. And let's be honest, we weren't there with full journalistic intent, but we got a couple of questions off, didn't we, mate? We met the Dana White himself. We say chatted, but other people would say just asked
him
a
question. Yeah, we actually asked a couple of questions, which actually, out of all the questions he got asked, it got more animation out of him.
Yeah, they were more interesting than you can imagine. This is just 4 days, this press tour, and we've followed the social media, even the Dana White vlog, all that sort of stuff. They get asked the same question by people sat in the same seats day after day, night after night, and you could see them reeling out the questions. So there was almost like a little bit of light relief in a question.
It's something a bit different.
Yeah.
And then we went down to the actual, into the arena, the Wembley Arena, boxing ring in the middle. Crowd just
packed,
so expectant.
Packed,
I mean, really, 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 really. It's like going to an actual fight.
Yeah.
I kept having to remind myself, it's not going to be a fight.
We're not going to see any punches.
We're
at
just
going to
see Connor shout, be funny,
Mayweather
be unfunny, uncharismatic, say bitch a lot, as if it's a form of punctuation, shout yeah a lot, basically die on his backside.
Oh, but wasn't it good to see the crowd not respond to any of the stuff he shouted?
Do you know what? London is an amazing city. It gave him nothing.
But as a comedian, didn't you feel like, oh shit, this is a tough gig? Do you know when you walk
the
in...
The worst gig ever.
Yeah, you walk in and you're doing a stag and hen heavy
gig. You know
you're
going to eat one.
Oh, you absolutely know it. Well, and he did feel to me, and this was something I felt as we were watching him strut around the stage, and just because it got a bit boring and it kept going.
It got
but it
boring
felt like a comedian that was committed to doing his time.
No, he didn't buckle. I'll
didn't
say
buckle.
That to him.
No.
But it wasn't a very good performance from Floyd.
No. He also dropped the he said faggot in there as well.
Yeah,
didn't he,
mate? I kind of think in 2017 there's absolutely
well, there's been
no
all this
need
racism shoved at Conor McGregor and
the repercussions of him saying that go all around the world.
Yeah,
and rightly
massive,
so.
Absolutely, it's massive. And I even think, because they said point at, and I asked another journalist, did he say queer? And he said no, he said quitter. And then it was shortly after that he dropped the faggot thing. And I just think this whole media tour has been amazing. It has been like Panto. It's been a complete
what is,
show.
There's a goodie
show,
and there's
a baddie. But I just
it's
think
it's a circus.
But there has been professionalism. They've not overstepped the line. Even when they're facing off and they're left there on their own, there's no fear.
Connor's not brought up the domestic abuse.
No, I don't think he's legally allowed to say that. That's
it's his contract.
Yeah.
And even tonight, he didn't get out of that seat once. He was I thought he was the most restrained.
Yeah.
He was allowed his moment of chaos, and then he sat down. I think they were worried about how it almost kicked off last night. And
well, the
it
setup
look good
was
for
so
them.
Different. The setup was much more like a standard UFC
one.
Like a UFC. So
Dana
the
in the middle, or someone chairing
somebody,
it.
And then
two guys sat down, picking up a mic and talking. And I think actually that it should have been like that from day one.
Yeah. The other thing that I thought that Dana had a little glint in his eye, I think he could feel the tensions were rising, and the crowd were, he was amazed by that crowd. He was really amazed, but I think he was worried Connor might get over exerted by it. But yet again.
It was, do you know what it was? Felt like to me, I don't know if you felt the same, it really wasn't the cusp of coming bubbling over.
Yeah.
There was a couple of things
thrown as well near us.
Yeah, and I was hoping that there wasn't going to be any more of that, because I didn't want London to be like that, where they think we're all football thugs anyway. I was like, oh, please don't do
please
that.
Please don't do this.
Don't,
no,
don't be
come
that.
On, come on. Let's.
It looks
let's
great.
Have this.
It must look really great with the ring in the middle. You know, it's London. It's the only European date they're doing. It's the closest he's going to be to Dublin.
He did say he wants to go to Dublin tomorrow. Let's be honest, they might be hopping on a little jet.
Hey, listen, at the beginning of the week, he said that he would have the fight with 4 ounce gloves in an octagon.
In an octagon.
And then Quick went, nah.
Guys, no, you misheard me. Yeah. You misheard me. I said hard work. That's all I said. Yeah. That's all I said.
Not that kind of hard
no,
work.
No, no, not too hard work. But
the funniest thing is, we all know he'd get mullered in there.
He'd get mullered. But he was saying, he said, well, Connor said, if I win this one, I'm going to force you to rematch in an octagon. Never going to happen,
listen,
is it?
Mate, I know we've had never, a couple of never gonna happen. Let's not start saying...
Come on, let's get the tequilas in, mate. Let's do this. Let's
but don't forget, McGregor doesn't have any bodyguards. He just walks the streets shirtless.
Isn't your favourite bit about these events just listening? Just sitting in a crowd and listening, because...
Hearing people... To be honest, that's all we are.
Yeah, yeah. We're
just the same as them.
We are. But when they are... We've had three beers, and they must have had
a lot more.
We saw two guys in front of us making two cheap brandies before they took their beers out.
Yeah.
But just sitting back and listening, it's a wonderful part of this game. Yeah.
I tell you what though, I there were more. What was exciting for me is there were it was predominantly MMA fans there, because they're there to see Conor.
It felt
there were
like
some
that.
Faithful boxing fans, bless them.
Yeah.
You know that had and right, because he is a phenomenal as a human being. Horrendous.
As a boxing fan, he is a god. Though.
I would
as,
say he's a human being, you probably bang on. The best and smartest defensive boxer ever.
Yeah.
I mean, look, he's gone in against everyone.
Do you think that gets to him when people say you are the greatest defensive boxer?
Yeah, because it's
time.
A negative thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
defensive.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a negative thing.
Yeah.
You know, people forget he does have attack. I mean, let's not forget. Look what he did to Ricky Hatton, the hitman, who was an amazing fighter.
Yeah.
Okay, he was meant to go in there and just spark him out. And even when Hatton was going in there, it was the same thing. He's not the same fighter. He's getting older.
Yeah.
He doesn't really knock people out.
Yeah.
And look at what happened to Hatton. Threw away his strategy, charging at him.
Yeah.
Got
for
frustrated.
Big body shots and got caught.
And took that timing. So actually, his defensiveness, the way he did that hook, where he just sidestepped him at the same time throwing that left hook, his defensiveness there
opens
was
up those opportunities. Yeah. Yeah.
Was his offense
totally,
as well.
Totally.
And you've got to wonder, you know, because Dana, I asked Dana, I said, you know, this has been great this week. It's been really exciting. Do we think the fight can live up to this? Because that's a big question.
Yeah, yeah.
At the end of the week, all we know really is that Conor is better at press conferences.
Yeah.
It's amazing how a lot of people are judging it like a fight. I've seen people on social media going, it's 10-8.
Yeah, 10-8.
Conor won that one. He's going to win all of them. Okay? He's funny. He's charming. He's Irish.
He does. He's quick as well. That wit.
Even Floyd's in front of us. He's got the swag.
Yeah.
He's got the gift of the gab.
Yeah.
Floyd doesn't have any of that. But it has just been a week of press conferences.
What do you think of the format, though, as well? Because that's the thing that
tonight
I think...
Tonight
was the best one as far as the way they laid it out.
Do you know what would have been really nice? To have had one this week inside an octagon with it cut away.
Oh, mate. Yeah, just,
I think that really would have been a great
image. Just that absolute image.
You know, if you
Conor
had to
there.
Just change how it looked,
yeah.
I think it looked great in the boxing ring. That was the perfect way to do it in the boxing ring, but an octagon one would have been great for Dana and the UFC.
Yeah, absolutely.
And for Conor as well.
Yeah.
It's got me even more excited about the fight.
I was buzzing when the energy of that crowd went.
I wanted
like
them
you said,
to go
wasn't
and
a fight. It
have
was,
a fight.
It, yeah, it was...
I tell you what, when you start looking at... because you're looking at two greats.
Yeah.
And I really hope I get to see Conor actually fight in the flesh. I haven't yet.
Oh.
That was a closer. We've seen him now in the
even
flesh.
Even that gave me tingles. That
you know,
was
you've just seen one of the greats. Conor is one of the greats, and Floyd is one of the greats. And you see them together, and we were lucky enough to be 8 feet away when they're in that ring. And
crazy.
You can't help but look at the size of them. First thing that struck me, Conor was way taller than I thought.
Yeah.
I heard a lot of people say he's longer than you think. He'd definitely have a reach advantage.
Yeah.
Whether or not he can use that, I don't know. But anyway, he was just taller than
physical
I thought.
Physical attributes. He was actually quite an imposing human being, wasn't he?
And then how slight Floyd is.
Yeah.
And yet from that tiny frame, what an amazing boxer. You're
looking at
one of the greats.
Oh, well, without a doubt, one of the greats. Like you said, he's a human
but
being
with
wise.
Zero dress sense.
Yeah.
Who goes out the house looking like that?
Oh my God. Yeah. And
what is it, the more money you get, the dress sense goes out the way. You don't have to care anymore.
You don't have to care, mate. You don't have to care. Yeah, you'd have to chat women up with your dress sense. You just go, this is my bank balance.
Yeah.
I mean, you just get this $100 million check.
Listen, he wears that bank balance around him. I mean, look at it. Just see the bling on him.
A $4 million watch given to him by
Steve. Where did you even buy a thing like that?
What about that moment where Steven Espinosa decided to walk from the hotel to box office with some people who are obviously special VIPs or whatever to help them get their tickets.
People started shouting out Weasel.
And someone came for a selfie and he just went, Weasel! Weasel! And that that was just it. He got the worst reception. Forget what Mayweather got. I think he actually got the worst reception.
But why is he going up there? Why does he need to speak?
Why are any of them? Nothing? Why are any of them apart from...
Dana's in the press conference. You're here to hear from two people. The fighters, that's it.
Why are we listening to... And they did cut out one of the people, that one that, you know, the guy who looks like he's got candy... the white afro.
Wafro. It was like we were at a corporate gig. Like, who are you? What? This better be really interesting, what you're about to say.
Or you best be paying
unless
the
you're doing a meat raffle, sit the fuck down. Seriously, do that.
Unless there's some lamb chops on offer at some point
go
soon.
Go away. We're not interested.
And then Stephen Espinosa was like, just to remind you, the tickets are on. And it's
funny,
August
26th. Now we're saying Stephen Espinosa. We know who he is. I didn't know who the hell he was at the beginning of this week.
And as soon as I saw him,
he's now a celebrity. Now he's a people coming up to him because there's no one else famous there to get selfies with. Yeah. Stephen. Who are you going to show that to on your phone?
Yeah. Who are you going up to at parties going, check out myself? Off Facebook.
You must know. The Weasel.
The Weasel.
Stephen the Weasel Espinosa.
Wasn't it quite sad as well? Because the press room that we were in, the Heineken bar that wasn't open, so the press was sort of at one side with the backdrop of the...
Where were the charging points?
Where were the... Lots of charging
points.
Because
you weren't actually constantly charging stuff.
Charging shit.
What are you doing on your phones, by the way? Even here now, there's a flipping phone of yours charging over there. Everywhere we've gone, you've been charging something.
Basically,
why are you a pimp?
I'm from Huddersfield, so the house I live in, I built with my own bare hands out of mud and sticks. So I brought my Yorkshire roots down south. I live in a field in Farnham, basically. So this electricity will keep my child warm for the night.
Oh, right, that's
so
what you're
I basically
saying.
Take it back.
So is it your family's phones you brought with you to charge?
That's right, that's right.
My mum, my dad's, my wife, the kids.
They are sleeping in the carcass of the animal I killed yesterday. So
this is when we're not actually going to the fight, because I'm aware that you've taken a station lead.
Have you seen the length of it as well? That's a man who spends a lot of time in hotels, isn't it? Does my nut in the length between a charging point and the hotel bed?
Do you know what? No, let's stay with that for a moment, because actually, what is it about hotel rooms they don't want you using?
They don't.
They don't want you using their sockets.
They put them in weird places
behind a desk.
Something,
You've literally got to sort of hyperextend your shoulder.
Yeah.
You've got to be in Cirque du Soleil to be able to find anything. To find... that point.
The Royal Ballet are the only ones that get used at a premiere.
Well, that's how they audition.
That's it, that's right.
You've got 30 seconds to plug this in and charge it.
But wasn't it said that when Stephen Espinosa came in the room, so he had got quite a bit of, I won't say adoration. While
he got attention.
He got attention, that's the phrase.
It's Connor's made a celebrity out of him. That's the power
of Connor
and this
week. When he stepped into the press room, like he sat on his own at the end. No one gave two shits about Steve Espinosa. No one. No. I'm not calling him Steve now, mate, by the way.
Call him Steve.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Steve-O.
Stevie.
And then when Dana went out, and Dana
had a good... it was like, well, he's just as famous as Connor. He's the face of sport. Yeah. We like him. And do you know what?
And he was great. He was great.
That guy is the greatest promoter in MMA. But one of the greatest, actually, fight promoters ever.
Totally. What he's
done
with our sport, he is one of the biggest... He is one of the biggest factors to where it's got. Forget the Vatitas paying the money.
What do you think of this week? At one point, he had a T-shirt that said Zuffa Boxing on.
Oh, yes, I saw
that. Do you think that they might make a play into that area?
Wow. I never even thought of that. I just kind of thought, well, that's good they got Zuffa on the boxing thing. But
I saw that and I didn't know. I didn't think it was an ironic thing. I just thought, you know what? Boxing's going through boom time at the moment. Dana is now in both camps through Connor and moving in that way.
Legitimately in it as well. Like
and
not
you
just
kind of think, if you were them, how do you grow your stuff?
Yeah.
How do you move in... you'd try and get a foot in both camps, wouldn't you?
Mm. Yeah, while your feet are firmly... And also, you're not going to get as... they're clever as well. They're always two moves ahead. So I think partnership with Conor McGregor, working in whatever he gets up
to.
Let
me give you an idea. Look at what they've done with the Ultimate Fighter and even his Contender Series.
Yeah.
Dana could do that with boxers.
Yeah.
Was it for boxing?
Wait, do you know it was actually supposed to be for boxers? Yeah. So it was. It came off the back of...
Dana's come from a boxing background.
Yeah, yeah, it came off the back. So I think the Ultimate Fighter, it was supposed to be... Let me try and think this right, because it was the Contender came out with the boxing.
Which I loved.
Sugar
Ray Leonard, Stallone.
And also the fight,
it was actually
the way they
made.
They enhanced the sound of a punch or they slow-mo.
Yeah. I used to love that.
Oh, it's great. Really enjoyed it.
You can't beat Sugar Ray Leonard and Stallone in a TV show.
God, amazing. And then they moved it to Muay Thai, and they were supposed to do something. The reality series was supposed to be something else. I'm sure it was to do with boxing, and they backed out, and that's why the UFC jumped in there. So boxing has played a part in the UFC.
It was one of the things that actually made the UFC. You're dead right, because what they did is they realised the biggest TV format in the world is reality TV.
Mm.
How do we put...
And it was an accident. They got offered the opportunity because somebody backed out.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and that whole fight with Forrest Griffin and Stephen Bonnar is the fight that saved the UFC. So in the roots of it, because if you go back to those videos where Dana White is here and he is a boxing promoter and a boxer as well, he was going to fight Tito in a boxing ring. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
They trained for that, and then Tito backed out because he had a back injury. So the roots of it, is Dana's world.
Yeah.
That really is. And Zuffa Boxing, can you imagine
that? I just saw the T-shirt, and I didn't know whether it was a small thing or like...
How astute of you, sir. Look at that, mate. That's,
you know, what's the future? How do you really... What's the big play there for him and the next couple of years for that sport? How do they really grow? Because it's never going to be bigger than boxing.
No.
So how do you, instead of growing it upwards, how can you grow it outwards?
Yeah.
And I think it's them moving into boxing.
Moving in.
Because boxing's right for it, really. Money Mayweather, the promotions and that, they could easily become a rival to them.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And also
Dana's hugely charismatic. He knows that world.
Yeah. And he's also, now this is not via me, but via my sister-in-law. She was a weather girl at the BBC, and he came in, and you look at him, he just looks like a meathead, basically, quite a big buff.
Yeah,
and she says
there's not much of a neck on there.
No, there's not much of that bald head with lots of lines in it and something weird going on
Vin
with
Diesel.
His mouth. Vin Diesel, poor man's Vin Diesel. And
I think he's a rich man's Vin Diesel.
Rich man's Vin Diesel. But she said, I shouldn't be attracted to him, but there is something absolutely...
Now, I don't want to be cynical here.
Yeah, come on.
If he was skint, do you think she'd say the same thing?
Absolutely. She's a...
If he came in the copy big
honestly,
issue,
the Bentley that he pulled up in and the...
And the fact we know he's got about $500 million in the bank.
No, honestly,
no,
she's...
It's his personality that's shone through.
This is my brother's wife you're talking about, mate. This is it.
Well, I stand by it.
So look, over the four press conferences, what were the bits that most impressed you, and who do you think's come out on top of this? Who do you think this has done more for? Because from my point of view, I think that Showtime have done very well in shielding Mayweather from a lot of what Conor McGregor's strengths are, and despite that, I still think Conor McGregor's done very well over the four press.
Oh, he's a huge winner. They've put the fight on the map now. It's gone from being an idea and like, wow, it's going to happen, to us physically seeing them together at the same time, in front of each other, the stare downs, just how in your face Conor is going to be in that ring. Once the fight happens, even then, he's going to be unpredictable. You know, he's going to be, if you think about what Tyson Fury did in his fight, in terms of just awkward, not going to play by the rules.
Yeah.
Going to try and annoy him and frustrate him and bring Floyd out of his game. The big winner has been Conor. The second biggest winner has been the fight.
Yeah, because it's now global. It truly is as well. Because
everyone's talking about around the world. It's become huge news. And, you know, when people say, Mayweather's being rattled, no, he's not. Not at all. He's the promoter of this. He'll make more money.
He does not look, when you look in his eyes.
He's smiling.
He's enjoying
this guy
is
doing a great job.
Every single bit.
I finally met my match and someone who can sell a fight.
Yeah. And they have sold it. It's. Do you think it affects what happens in the fight whatsoever?
No. Don't forget, Mayweather's been around a long, long
20,
time.
21 years, I think he's mentioned a few times.
Yeah.
21 years.
He's been there, isn't it? Everyone's trying to do that and out-hustle themselves. That doesn't mean a thing.
Yeah.
No. That is, you don't get that 49 record like his.
Yeah.
By being a hothead and reacting. That guy's so cold and in control and calm underneath it all. Even when he was being booed and stuff like that. He might not have liked it. You would not have known.
No. And what did you think of the five strippers he had following him round? Because that's I didn't even spot what? Them. Do you know, this is it says a lot about where I am in my life.
I won't say what I did notice about them because they all had something in common.
They all had one distinct feature. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I spotted that as well.
And one of the journalists there told me that Floyd was obsessed with girls like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Each to their own.
Yeah, each to their own. And to be honest,
you're obsessed with charges.
I'm quite impressed that Wembley Arena has got that much wheelchair access, to be honest. That's
Yeah, it's not just that. It's like, look, we all like Peppa Pig.
That's it.
That's going too far, Floyd.
That's enough, okay. Mate. Come on, fella. Come on. Oh, dear. So, go on. We've had it. It's been, for me, this outdid what I was expecting it to do for a Friday night.
You know, I was trying to lower my expectations, thinking, look, it's the end of the tour. And I don't know where we're going to be sat, what it's really going to be like.
I didn't know where we were going to be.
More fun watching it online with a couple of beers. What's it like in the room, in the arena? It was way more than I thought it would be. And I'm actually really glad. This is Fight the Century.
Yeah.
There won't be anything else like this again.
Not
there'll never
in our
be a Mayweather. There'll never
not
be another Conor.
Not in our lifetime. Not in our lifetime.
I'm really glad we got to be in the room with
them
both.
We've tasted some of it as well, haven't we? That's the thing. It's kind of one of the
great thing is we didn't have to pay thousands of pounds and sell a kidney for it. And you got to charge your phone, so it's
honestly
a win-win.
My family, at least the favourites in my family, will be warm this evening. That's the main thing.
My favourite bit was Brian trying to ask his question 87 times.
Man, what a but what
da Dina Dango da. And people from around Europe. I could literally, it was like Eurovision. I heard a Swedish guy, a German guy, cut you off.
Oh mate, I'm like, forget Conor McGregor. I'm slightly against the Germans after that because that bloke every time
he asked 57 questions. 57
questions, yeah.
He would ask a question and then you get your can I and it would just talk over you. I said, please, Brian, get this bloody question out. You're worse than Garth Crooks.
Very UK reference for everybody there, mate. But we'll oh dear, I felt
look
a bit embarrassed.
Up. Listen, if you listen to this in Europe and America, also, one, thank you.
If,
two,
yeah.
Do some homework and look at Garth
Come
Crooks
on.
And how long it takes to get
you.
A question out.
We can't do
Brian's
it all
like
for
that.
You. But I was
Dang.
Quite.
Da.
No, I was trying to beatbox. That was what I was trying to do.
Wait, what? Dana.
Da. Do you know what I was also
another
quite
question,
pleased?
Dana.
Dana?
How high will the ring be? There were a lot of those questions.
Oh,
so
my God.
Bloody
well, the question's
boring.
Terrible as well.
Oh,
like, I've
God.
Been in some MMA.
Think it through. This is your job. We're rocking up here for a bit of fun.
Oh, with beer into your presser. But you've also, you must have watched the other 3 days. You must have seen the scrums.
Do you think he's been asked before? And one of them just said, have you enjoyed it this week? Oh, fuck
Come
off.
On, mate.
Get out.
Fuck off. Oi.
Get tramp on
the
street.
What about the fan that made his way into the room? So,
literally,
right.
There was some breathless mumbly.
But he tried to ask the question earlier. So it's this bloke, and we just all assumed he was press. He had some gear on, as in like something on the fight t-shirt on or something.
But we got
and
search kinda, going in.
I half
checking your credentials.
I'm sure I've seen
it. It was shocking how you and I still got through all those checks.
I know, with beer. But this bloke...
How would you describe him?
Oh,
if the police came in and said, listen, he's up a clock tower with a gun.
He's up a clock...
Sweaty.
Sweaty, without a doubt.
Breathless.
Sweaty. Sweaty, breathless. But the way he asked his question, so it's Floyd Mayweather had been asked all these questions by media, and it was the one more question this guy just went, I just want to say something, Floyd. I respect you as a fighter. You're
Chris Eubank was there, was he?
Yeah. I respect you as a fighter, and you're an inspiration to young people. And
all the young people in this country are thinking, no, he's not.
Not all of them.
Really?
Not all of them.
Yeah.
No, not the ones that can read, unlike Floyd. And
he's not a positive role model.
He's not a positive role model at all.
Look at his track record with women.
Oh, that's what he said as well. He said, this fight is a complete mismatch. Floyd's there trying to sell
it.
Fucking fight.
Look behind his head. What does it say? Mayweather Promotions.
Promotions. Yeah. This is my fight. I've put this on. Whoever signed
Come
this
out retirement,
shit out.
I've got some problems to make 200 million at least.
Oh, dear. And then
saying to my face, it's a mismatch.
It's a mismatch.
Yeah, thanks for coming, mate.
It's a waste of time. And then
take your sweaty upper lip and get out.
And then he literally went, and I just want to say I respect you. And on that, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And he did. He just walked.
He killed it then.
Oh,
that was literally just he just the equivalent of just killed it.
I'm not from the press, but on that clearly, I am mate. Leaving. Oh my Earth god, either. Jesus Christ!
I thought it was Brian again trying to get one of his questions
fuck
out.
Fuck off, mate! Come on, hey,
Darren, Dina, Dingo. Right, let's leave it there. Brian's phone's charged now. We've got to go.
Go on then, mate. That's it. So that was fun. Cheers.
Oos.
Oos.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.